It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
You know I went a year without touching myself?
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I wish somebody would have marooned them.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Wall dick, where you at? 515-75. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Search the Sports Hub or get the Twitch app on your smartphone and look out for 98.5 Sports Hub.
The last 2 hours. No, it was starting at 9 o'clock. On Friday, all the way through about 11:30 on Friday, are one of the stranger 2.5 hours of working with this show that I've had in a long time. So starting at 9 o'clock, there was a situation that we'll actually relive a little bit later on, because a lot of people didn't get to hear because it's the very end of the show. We had a situation where Nick was walking around, like walking into walls. Like, the dude did not have his glasses, and I've never seen anyone more lost without his glasses than he was. And out of nowhere, around 9:15, Mark Jamelli shows up to go drop the glasses off to Nick, and he just casually mentions it to me. I'm like, "What, your dad was here?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Go get him." So
he didn't want his dad anywhere near these.
So sure enough, we brought in Mark Jamelli, and he was on the air, and he came on the air with us in studio around 9:30, and it was just an absolute delight.
He lit it up.
I mean,
it was fantastic.
He went nuts. And then immediately after that, Sarge was walking around. So Sarge comes in. So it was like Sarge, Mark Jamelli, just Ted Johnson. I mean, it was one of the weirder endings to a show that we've ever had.
I forgot about Sarge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, then it got strange. And Mark,
he's over the whole John from Vegas thing. Oh, he's over it, all right.
So you had like Captain Happiness.
When was the last time that happened?
The Cuts for a Cause or Pucks and Paddles.
So, yeah, it's been a while.
Sure. So, but it was the first time that we had seen him since that. Like, we had talked to him on the air. So, I mean, he came in, and so you had like Captain Happiness to my right, Captain Anger to my left. and then meanwhile, then after all that's done, we leave the station, and then an hour later, all this Robert Kraft stuff happens, and it's just like and then, you know, all these different news stories saying different things. And we'll talk about the Robert Kraft thing extensively, you know, throughout the show today, because I mean, there's a whole lot to process, and like a bunch of news came out over the weekend that was strange, and I mean, there's conflicting reports on certain things. The way the media handled it, Rick Kamla apparently lost his mind.
Oh, good! Can't wait to hear that.
Mr. Hug It Out Monday had an opinion,
man,
on everything that happened with Robert. I mean, so it was one of the weirder like 2.5 hours of the show. Since I've worked here in a long time, and it was a lot to process, and we will kind of all work through that together with you, the listener on the air this morning, and Fred, you who were on vacation during the time, so you can kind of, you know, flesh it all out and kind of feel what we were feeling for that period of time.
Well, I saw the Kraft thing. I was at a this tiki bar place, and everyone was talking, and then all of a sudden everyone went, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Because it came up on the TV, and there's no sound, and then it came up on the TV, and everyone was freaking out.
Oh, sure, because, I mean, when things were first reported, it looked... I mean, you thought that he was like the head of a sex trafficking ring, the way that a lot of the stuff was being written. And it was just, and everyone, of course, you know, there's pause and you're like, whoa. And as the news is coming out, you're like, all right, is there going to be another like shoe that drops here, or are things going to get clarified? And then the police came out and spoke, and there was, you know, a bunch of people, and then the president spoke on it. It was just a weird, weird weekend. And I think I read 40 articles on this. Like, is anything that came out about this, I read about it. And I was listening to tons of audio from it. Schefter's losing his mind. I mean, like, any kind of expert they could get who doesn't usually talk about this type of thing, they threw out there. And it was, and it got weird. Bart Scott's yelling this and that. I mean, it,
what
I mean,
a beauty
it,
he is.
It couldn't have been just a stranger weekend. And I know that when you were in Florida, so, I mean, I take it that was obviously a fairly big story down there.
Well, I was far away from I was three and a half hours from Florida, like, proper. So I wasn't watching like a lot of local television or television at all.
My sister lives right near there, and she actually said that she had eaten at a restaurant that was in that strip mall. And I'm like, she goes, I'm never eating there again.
Yeah.
Like, when you find out about like the conditions that were of the stuff that was going on there, she's like, I mean, it's just the thought that what was going on just a couple of feet down from me was going on from a place where I was eating is just disgusting enough where I don't even want to shop in that shopping center again.
So, yeah, I mean, I've read a lot about it too. And we'll talk about that. And Schefter said that a bigger name was going to be released. And then the police said, I have no idea what he's talking about. So they put out today after the show, obviously. You would have to imagine they're going to, they're going to give out, they're going to press charges against all the guys?
Yeah, these guys are going to get served. So
they're going to get served, yeah. So I guess you would find out if there's a bigger name today.
But the list is out there. The list of names is out there. So, I mean, and the police have said, this is the list. Like, there's no one else.
Yeah. Well, Schefter's reputation is on the line. If he hasn't sat there on his BlackBerry, making deals, wheeling and dealing. I'm sick, but I had to come in because if I didn't come in, everyone would think I was faking it. So here I am, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
What are you sick with?
I got some chest cold.
Go home.
No.
Don't get us sick.
I'm not going home. I got to be here. So, I mean, what are you, patient number zero? I mean, I'm not going to get you sick. I'm just sitting here.
You just said you're sick. I don't want to get sick. I'm about to go on vacation. I don't want to get sick before vacation.
Where are you going?
I'm going to California.
But when are you leaving?
Next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
All right.
That's what I say to California.
You're looking at all those nuts out there. Joe Hollywood. Hello.
Yeah. No, honestly, if you're sick, like, do you have like a temperature?
I don't know. I don't sit around taking my temperature.
Okay, because I had a little Kim Carnes, Harvey Fierstein thing going on last week, too.
That was Thursday, and some of us didn't think you'd make it in on Friday, so we're very happy that you were there.
Well, I didn't feel sick. I just lost my voice.
No, I know that. I know, but your voice, and trust me, as a guy who's had his voice give out on him before, I know how that feels.
I don't think I've ever lost my voice for like more than 24 hours, and I usually comes back.
Guy.
And that's why I came in. I was just like, all right. And so it kind of got better as the show went on.
Yeah. No, you sounded fine.
As you know, but that was, yeah, I mean, that was a case where I think it was 7:30. I texted you guys. I'm like, guys, I'm gonna come in, but if I go on the air and we crack the mics and I'm out, I'll have to leave. I'll stick around, but I can't do anything.
Yep.
So if you feel
how did
sick,
you lose your voice?
I don't know. And matter of fact, it happened to my wife too. It was because I was talking when the mics were off.
Yeah,
but that didn't help.
Dan and John said you're very excitable. You were talking a lot.
Well, I mean,
that's how you lost your voice.
That's how most people lose their voices, talking a lot. No, I actually got. Like,
there was a lot for you to do, and in between the breaks, it just kept going and going. I was like, Rich, you got to stop.
Shut up.
That's because, I came in at one point and I said, nobody talk to Rich for the rest of the show.
That was an order I got in my ear.
I know, don't say anything. I was already losing my voice, and they're like, don't talk between the breaks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. But meanwhile, I've got to tell Nick what to do. I've, you know, we've got, you know, stuff that's, you know, Bird answering. Actually, Bird was gone last week.
Yeah, Bird was not.
Bird was partying.
Bird was on property, man. Disney.
That's right. Bird went to Disney.
Mm-hmm, he
ripping
did.
Ripping it up Disney style. That's right. That whole, and then they had T-shirts that said like Bird's.
Oh, that's right. Everyone wore matching T-shirts. I remember that now. Yeah, now, did he stay on or off? I was making that up. Did he stay on or off property?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he had to stay in Kissimmee.
Oh,
you stay in Kissimmee? Yeah. They stay in Kissimmee. Okay. Yeah, there's no
How
question.
How far away
about
is that?
Not far, it's not but. Far. But it's got its own little amusement park.
So you stayed
park.
At a country club in Kissimmee.
Yeah, right.
Kissimmee. Okay.
It's called Sorry. A miniature golf course. Kissimmee's got like its own satellite Disney World.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's got like the thing with the guys on horseback that joust.
Oh, no. That's you talking about Medieval Times?
Yeah.
It's not Disney. It's like they have like... All of these kind of,
no, that's what I'm
saying. Hey, just in case you're mistaken on the way to Disney and you think that this place called Arabian Nights Dinner Theater is Disney,
yeah.
then stop here by all means.
That's what I'm saying. It's a satellite Disney for those who don't want to invest in a week-long pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got, Gatorland's not there, but it's like got a bunch of like knockoff crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's got like.
It's where Circus World used to be.
No. Circus World used to be in Tampa.
No, sir, there was a Circus World right near Disney.
No, Circus World was in Tampa. Believe me, I know.
Okay.
That was where I was shipped off to when I was supposed to be going to Disney World. Yeah, that's Circus World right there around Tampa. No, if my grandmother took me to Kissimmee to Circus World, that would have been one of the biggest slap in the face of all time. Like, to be on the doorstep of Disney and not get in? All right, Rich, we'll talk about everything that's going on, including... The big Lee Stempniak signing that's going to that's a world-class ticket into the Stanley Cup Finals as the trade deadline coverage starts today at 8 a.m. All right.
You might have to go home, man. I mean, your voice is gone. Give it till 7. Give it till 7.
I'm fine. I'll be fine. All right. I mean, what are you going to do? You guys just want to do the show together?
No, it's just your voice is going. And I told the guys if my voice was toast, I was going to leave. And also, if you're sick,
it's sexy. My voice right now—that's
normal.
And you know what? It's punishment to anyone who sits here without permission.
It's a good point. It's like a little landmine you've left for everybody.
Yeah. I'm leaving a little something. I'll cough it up. There you go,
man.
Next guy uses the mic. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
All right, we'll give you all the latest in what's going on with Mr. RKK.
No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, today's going to be an interesting day for Robert Kraft. When the news broke right after our show on Friday... that RKK had been charged with a crime, there were terms and details that were just thrown out recklessly until the dust settled and we learned that Robert Kraft now faces two counts of misdemeanor soliciting a prostitute, which carries a maximum of 60 days in jail and a $500 fine. He has not been arrested, and a warrant could come as early as today. So after an entire weekend of essentially reading any story involving this that I get my hands on, here's what seems to have been the deal. First off, the place in Jupiter, Florida, where Robert Kraft allegedly got busted, is absolutely disgusting. It's a massage parlor and a strip mall next to what looked like a closed-down Blockbuster Video that for months had been under investigation for human trafficking. So police had visited the parlor and seen an unusual amount of luggage, clothing, bedding, and food, as well as a visible stockpile of condoms. And all of this just down the street from one of the wealthiest areas of Florida and home to guys like Tiger Woods. So the police started searching message boards about this place and learned that it indeed had a reputation of a place where one could go and get sex in some form or another.
Okay, can I step in real quick?
Sure.
There was a, when Schefter said that there was, my father actually told me this, when Schefter said there was another bigger name to drop, there was limited speculation that it was Donald Trump that went. And I'm thinking, Donald Trump with the Secret Service just slid on over to like some... some place by his golf course.
As crazy as that is, Robert Kraft doing it's crazy.
No, I know, but he's not followed by a brigade of media and Secret Service.
No. I
don't think the Secret Service would be like, Mr. Kraft, this is a good idea. Not Mr. Kraft. Mr. Trump, this is a good idea. I mean, say what you will about Trump. There's no way they're letting him do that. They wouldn't physically let him do that. I just thought it was funny that that was on the table for some people.
Well, what the police had seen, they believed all those things like the luggage and the excess amounts of food. They believed it was a haven for human trafficking. In many cases, where women were brought from China, under false promises of new lives, legitimate spa jobs. Instead, they found themselves working in the back rooms of strip mall brothels like this, working 7 days a week and having what they said was unprotected sex with up to 1,000 men a year. In the case of this particular spa, police say that they saw them eating on hot plates in the back. There were no washing machines, and they were sleeping on the massage tables at night. So, according to reports, the police secretly installed cameras in the facility, and we're talking in all the rooms. Now, one of the first questions was like, well, how do you do that?
I mean,
there's people living there. How do you install these cameras? Well, reportedly, the way that they were able to sneak in was that they faked a possible bomb threat. And when the police went in to check the place out, they installed the hidden cameras. So what the cameras were able to find were dozens of cases of solicited prostitution, and that's where Robert Kraft comes in. The Jupiter police said that not only was Robert Kraft on the list of Johns, but they also have some pretty convincing evidence.
So the video that we obtained, it shows the act that took place. On every gentleman that you have a list of, the act that took place is recorded on that video.
Is Mr. Kraft alleged to have shown up by himself? Was he driven there? Was he with other people when he entered the premises? Can you tell us any more detail whatsoever about Mr. Kraft?
The times that Mr. Kraft was there, he was driven. And that name and information is, like I stated, it will be contained in the probable cause affidavit.
A driver who waited there for him or left and came back and got him?
That question I can't answer, sir.
Here's something that was
a dumb question. Who cares?
What was the last question that he asked there?
Did the driver leave and come back and pick him up?
I don't know why you're asking. There's a million questions you could ask.
Yeah, right. Like, well, first of all, was he driven there? Okay, and I guess, you know, that's kind of whatever. And then did the driver leave and come back and get him? Who cares?
I would love to, like, find out from, like, someone, like a lawyer. Like, if there's a video like that is being used in this case as evidence, is that something that the public can just access?
See, that was what I was thinking, is that if I was Kraft, that would make me feel very, very young. Because that's like the nightmare.
Well, sure.
That there's a video and that there's a possibility that video could be released.
Because I don't know. I mean, if something like that, if you committing a crime is being used as evidence, a video of it in a court case, isn't that public domain?
I thought it's part of an ongoing investigation, right? Couldn't the police say that?
Well, no, I understand that. But what happens when the investigation's over?
When the investigation's
over. Is that available?
I would imagine so, yes.
And I have to think that there's ways that powerful people have
TMZ, you know, kept for these, example.
No. I've kept this out of the like being able to access it. I got to think that's happened before. But I mean, that was one thing I thought of. It was like, you know, oh my God.
Just the idea that video exists would drive me crazy. Because it's bad enough that you have to go through all this right now. But, you know, it will eventually, like everything else, fade into the background. But I don't know. It would never leave. Being frightened of that video going public would never leave me.
Well,
like it would bother me for the rest of my life.
Well, according to the police, the men paid $59 to $79 for the services there.
Okay, I'm not being crude. Why an hour?
I don't know. Oh, because I read way too much about this place. So there was a half hour for $59 and there was $79 for an hour, but you could also pay a little extra for different services. Now, it never straight up said, do this if you want to get this kind of sex. What it would be like is at $120 if you wanted what they called like a soap down shower, where they would get in a shower with you and they would clean you off. And I would think something like that, the whole process would take up to an hour.
And that would be something if I was one of the women there that I guess I'd always want is to get the guy to take a shower.
You're saying as opposed to...
Like you don't know it. But not that it's all great.
No, I mean...
But See, from my knowledge of the situation, that was never on the table. That it was just kind of let's churn you in and out of this place.
I mean, well, they said that the average time for most of these men was just like, they said 20 to like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's,
for most of the guys, on that sheet, they did write down also the time that each one spent in there. Now, they didn't get specific with obviously Robert Kraft, but with all this news coming out on Friday, as you mentioned, Fred, Adam Schefter just kind of dropped this bomb on our laps.
There are people down there in that area, I'm told, who say that this story is going to heat up and get a lot worse. And I don't mean involving Robert Kraft. I'm talking about with all the human trafficking that has gone on down there. I'm also told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved down there in South Florida, and we'll see what police turn up in the report.
Okay, so now, as you mentioned, Fred Deadspin, they reached out to this guy, Mike Edmondson, who's a spokesman for the state attorney's office down there, and they said nobody around here has any idea what Schefter's referring to. And that list came out. It's got everyone's name on it. I mean, it's got like a bunch of people from New England. There's like 9 or 10 people, like hedge fund guys and things that are on there. But since then, a spokesman for Robert Kraft issued a statement saying, quote, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further." And the NFL also released a statement on Friday saying, quote, the NFL is aware of the ongoing law enforcement matter and will continue to monitor developments. So what happens now? Well, today is the day that Kraft is expected to be charged by prosecutors. He and a bunch of other people from New England are on this list. In the meantime, it didn't stop Robert Kraft from heading to L.A. for some Oscar parties. He was seen Friday night at a bash thrown by a billionaire by the name of Ronald Perelman. At the dinner was also Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos, Lorne Michaels from SNL, Ron Howard, Jamie Foxx, Sylvester Stallone, and, of course, Jimmy Buffett. So that's where we stand now. We're sitting here waiting now. If you want
to... Jimmy Buffett's invited to a
I party. I find that amazing.
You don't think all these dudes want to hang out with Jimmy Buffett? All these, like, old dudes with money are just like, man, you live the life, bro. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. But if I saw an article.
Hey, man, my first royalty check, I just went out and bought a boat. I figured, hey, Jimmy, you now got a place to rock the rest of your life.
You can't tell me that. By the way, that article referred to him as Rocker Jimmy Buffett. Which is pretty fantastic. But, okay, so let's kind of sift through everything that's been said and done over the weekend. And there's a lot of... There's a lot of people writing these think pieces about how Robert Kraft should give up the team, and there's a lot of this. Okay, so first of all, when you there's articles, like there was one that was in the New York Daily News where I forget the headline. It was something along the lines of Robert Kraft associated with human trafficking and all this.
Right.
You have to understand, what he's been charged with is a misdemeanor, which is the equivalent in Florida of driving with a suspended license, loitering, or possession of marijuana. Now, to be quite honest, I thought the prostitution kind of shocked me that it was at the same level. I thought it would have been kind of worse, but that's what the state has deemed the level of the crime.
Well, when you think, there's a level of prostitution that I would imagine, I know with like escorts and stuff like that, that's a mutual agreement between two consenting partners.
Sure, sure. It just shocked me that
right.
Someone had deemed it that low, even though I agree with you, Fred.
Right? But
I don't even think it should be something that's illegal if it's two consenting adults.
Who are they to tell you what I mean? Okay, so
however, in this case, it was obviously something different.
By the way,
he's not aware of that.
By the way, Deadspin had done an article around the Super Bowl about how escorts weren't able to do business at the Super Bowl, and that was sort of unfair. So I'll put that on the table. But Robert Kraft, there's a 1 in a million chance that it ever occurred to him that this was some sort of ring. Because again, I believe that your expectation or what you're thinking is that, I mean, I'm not making them do anything. You know, I'm paying for a service.
Right.
They're willingly doing it. And, you know, your interaction isn't, you know, in those situations, isn't like twisting someone's arm. You know, they offer up a service. Mm. You choose to accept or not to accept. And then whatever the terms are that are agreed upon, it happens and then you go.
Well, tying him in with human trafficking is unfair. And
it's completely unfair.
For this reason, is that, okay, so according to the law, let's say I go and I buy some weed off of somebody in Florida, which is the equivalent of the crime that he has been charged.
Right.
Prostitution. Let's say I go buy weed from a guy And then I find out a week later that this guy had murdered somebody.
Or no, or how about this? Or he was related in some way to El Chapo. In that the weed came from Mexico and yes. came up in yeah right.
Why should I be held responsible? My crime was buying weed. I shouldn't have done that. That's a misdemeanor. Okay, I'll get in trouble for that crime. But why should I in any way be tied in and be blamed for the crimes that this guy had done outside right. of our transaction?
Right.
And I agree with you, Fred. I mean, the chances of him knowing that this thing went deeper than it did are extremely low. And there's a lot of people who are, like, dancing on the grave right now because, you know, there's a lot of people.
Okay, listen to this. If you go into that place, you're not, you know, sitting down with the owner, smoking cigars and having scotch.
Tell us your backstory.
I mean, the reason you're going in there is because I want this done and then I want to leave.
And I don't want anyone. Right.
And I don't want to be bothered by it.
Yep.
So I go in there for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and what is agreed upon happens. The person is compensated as they, you know, as agreed upon. And then I'm on my way. I mean, you talk about it with people who, you know, why did this rich guy get a prostitute? And then the thing is, because I'm not paying for the sex, I'm paying for them to go away.
And we're going to have Burt Breer on at 7 o'clock because, you know, there's a whole other angle on this. You know, there's what's going to happen to Robert Kraft and all the legality and everything like that. And then there is the punishment side, as far as from the NFL is concerned.
Well, they're going to lose their whole draft.
According to Bart Scott. But there's a lot of precedent that has been set up.
Right.
You know, kind of, we've seen owners get in trouble
Jim
before.
Irsay, was it the Detroit Lions guy who was DWI? I'm trying to remember.
There was the guy who was naked going through the drive-thru from the Lions. He was an assistant.
I don't remember that story.
Oh, yeah, he was hammered, and he went through a drive-thru naked.
Yeah, Tom Lewan suspended 30 days and fined $100,000 after pleading guilty to DWI in 2010.
Or maybe that wasn't the one where the guy's naked, but maybe it was.
Could be.
I mean, there was when they pulled over Wayne Fonts and there was coke in his car, and he said it was his
kids. Irsay was suspended six games and fined $500,000 for that briefcase incident.
When you just said he was handing out money.
Right.
He liked to drive around Indianapolis handing out cash.
Right.
Which is such a responsible thing to do, even if it was true. Hey, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Person on the corner. Here's a lot of money.
I mean,
now go start a school.
That's right. Because he cares so damn much.
Go cure some sort of disease.
Yeah, right. I'm leaving this in your hands.
Right.
All right. We'll be back. My voice will get better as the show goes on.
Hi, how are you, honey? Hello.
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, we know the Bruins have been excellent since Bucks and Paddles, winning every game save for their most recent one where they lost in a shootout overtime. But the Bees have until 3 p.m. to make some sort of improvement to their team via trade. Now, Lee Stempniak is back. You excited? You got Stempniak fever?
Oh, yeah.
He's getting another shot at extending his NHL career. He's got a one-year contract.
The ninth floor is setting itself up real nice.
Is he 36? Is that right? 36 years old? All right, well.
It's a solid rock of a man.
So
4 points in four AHL games during a tryout, boys. 4 points in four AHL games.
There you go. Well, Pierre LeBrun, am I pronouncing his name
correct?
All right, he now writes for The Athletic. He is he's kind of the Adam Schefter of hockey. Well, he is saying that the Bruins have some pieces that the Senators, quote, really covet in a potential Mark Stone deal.
Ooh,
there's a lot of speculation as to who that is. Charlie McAvoy is the name I've heard thrown around a little bit. Mark Stone, tell me a little bit about Mark Stone.
No. Mark Stone is huge. He is someone that Krejci would absolutely love to have on his wing. He is, what would you say, like a Lucic in his prime type?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Why are you guys going, ugh?
Because
this guy sounds like he's all right.
Because, well, first of all, I'm not giving up McAvoy. And second of all, he makes $7 million this year, and you're going to have to renegotiate with him in two.
Oh, okay. So he's got 2 years left on his deal?
This year and another year, I believe.
Okay.
And then if you sign him, he's going to be the most expensive contract on your roster. And then you're going to have to make some decisions. But for this year, I mean, Stone is exactly what Krejci would need. And that puts them in a category where they got a fighting chance to make the finals.
How about, since you've been out of town, have you been keeping track of Jake DeBrusk Now he's been playing?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, man, he's been great. Ever since he was on the show, he's been excellent.
By the way, you see what Ryan Donato's been doing in Minnesota since they traded him?
Yeah, complaining.
No, he's been complaining, but he's also been producing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he has been lighting it up.
Now to Parisi. Rodin goes to the net. Dropped off for Donato. Fires! Scores! It's a winner for Ryan
And Ryan Donato since then, as you said, Fred, has been looking for that microphone and saying stuff like this.
I wasn't thinking that going in there, especially in overtime. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't out there for a goal against. The whole experience has been a blessing so far.
Yeah, and he was saying this is like the first time he's been able to, what was the term that he used? He's been able to play freely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Cassidy's such a taskmaster when it comes to...
such a horrible head coach, Cassidy.
Yes. Right, now, if you're under Claude Julien, I would say, Claude all right, Julien. You're probably all right. Yeah, I get that.
Well, Julien put the shackles on everybody.
Well, Julien, he never would have made the NHL if it was
Julien.
That's
a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. He's a young player.
Yeah, he never would have made it up, but you're going a little far when you're blaming... you're blaming Cassidy for not letting you open up your game. I mean, that's sort of Cassidy's thing. I mean, he reinvigorated Krug... I'm not so sure Grizzlick is anything if he's not playing for Cassidy.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So there you go. 3 o'clock today, we're going to have Ty Anderson in studio at 8:20 and give us some of the latest. He has been following this very closely. And we will also hopefully get some sort of update within the next week or so on what's going to be happening with David Pastrnak.
Well, I thought today was the day he was going to get reevaluated.
Well, they're going to get reevaluated. But remember how even with the Patrice Bergeron situation, it wasn't on that day that we found out.
No, no.
It was in the following days afterwards.
But
so sometime within this week, we should hopefully get an update as to when he'll return. I've heard 4 weeks was the most realistic. From injury, 4 weeks was the most realistic.
Well, I'm not rushing him now.
No, I mean, the way they're playing, without a doubt.
They're up 3 on Toronto, and the Maple Leafs only have 1 game in hand, and they're playing fantastic hockey. The guy I really wanted the Bruins to get, because I, like you, thought Stone was going to be too expensive to get, was DeZingle, who just got traded to Columbus, and he would have been cheaper both in the wallet and prospect-wise. I thought he's got 22 goals this year. I thought he would be the guy that the Bruins could go get and slot him in on the second line somehow.
See, a lot of people wanted Nyquist, but Nyquist is small, and I don't know if that's what Krejci wants.
Second and a third to get Nyquist.
Yeah.
All right, well, things have been getting kind of weird. The other people who play at the TD Garden.
Bulls will dribble out the clock, and it will hit triple zeros. The last time the Celtics took the floor here in Chicago, they scored the biggest road win in NBA history and the biggest win in franchise history in the middle of an 8-game win streak that put them back on the map. Tonight, they return, already fifth in the Eastern Conference, sandwiched between games against some of the elite teams in the NBA. The Celtics arrive here, go down by as many as 25, and take one of their worst losses of the year.
Just when you think they got it figured out, things get weird again, and I'm just resigned to the fact that it's going to be a strange regular season. Bring on the postseason. And here's one thing that
convinced they can flip the switch?
Yep. I am. They're way too talented. Because every time they play a good team, they're killers. Every time they play a good team,
fine.
They turn it on.
All right, what about when they don't play a good team in the first round? What if they play a team like Philadelphia that they've owned in the
about
first round?
It's about the mindset. It's all about right. Going into the playoffs.
I hope you're right. Because
And Kyrie actually said this. And by the way, my favorite thing that came out of all of it was a bad loss. And I'm like, please. I don't want to hear any more of this stupid we had a conversation thing. I don't want Kyrie to just talk about the young players or anything like that. Kyrie actually handled this one for the first time in a long time pretty well.
It's starting at the point where you're concerned the struggle that you guys have had would leak into the playoffs.
No, I'll be fine.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm here.
There you go. So
well,
we'll be fine.
You can take that one of two ways. I mean, look, this goes right along with what he's been saying all along, that he's the leader. And it's great to proclaim yourself the leader and say you're going to save the day. But the question is, and this is a legit question, how many of those young kids are following him? And if not all of them are, then what he just said doesn't matter.
And by the way, you know that I saw this. Because, you know, he had a great game, obviously. He had, like, 40 points or something
close,
like that?
I think it was 37.
Yes, yeah, so he had almost 40 points. So he went crazy. But, you know, it's like the James Harden type of situation. James Harden has lit it up how many games, but the team around him isn't, like, they're not winning as many games as you would expect when you have a superstar player like that. And
there's a big theory that Harden's never going to win a championship because he's resigned himself to taking every shot during the game.
Well, it's even worse this year than last year, and I thought last year was obscene. And now Houston, by the way, came real close to knocking off Golden State. And so they think they're right back in it. But if Harden takes 25 or 30 shots a game and scores 35, 40 points a game, they can't win.
Harden is in much watch. He's
great.
It's so funny.
It's like the ultimate in hero ball.
Oh yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's humorous what he does.
Yeah.
So every
travels
time,
on every play, shoots on every
play.
You
know what I'd love to see? If I was just on one play as a joke, I would love it if like Harden got the ball, like they tossed the ball and Harden gets it, and every other one of the four players just stayed on their side of the court and just let him just go. Take it, do it.
No, he just took a half court shot.
That's
all that's left.
Oh, yeah. If I come across a game and it's the Rockets, I'm sticking there for a while just to watch Harden. I've never seen anything like it. Just a guy who just doesn't care.
Oh, man. I mean, Houston is like the Celtics are. They're only nine. Well, they're the five seed in the West.
But to my point about Kyrie Irving and comparing him to James Harden is that I even looked at his record when he was with the Cavaliers. And, you know, games, like if you look at the games that he has scored, like over 35, I think it might have been 40 points, he doesn't have a very good record. Like when he has to score all those points, the Celtics have a losing record. The Cavs had a losing record when he scored that many points.
Well, my question to you, Rich, is do you think all the young kids are following this guy?
I think that when they play a worthy opponent, when they play a team where they know they should be getting up for it, they always perform well. They might not win every game, but they play their asses off and they look like a real team.
I hope so, because the top two seeds are gone, and now it might be a struggle to grab three. So, I mean,
I'm not worried about them against the Sixers. The Bucks, I think they can win. It's going to be tough. I am worried about them against Toronto, which is their next game.
Tons and tons and tons of road games. That's what I worry about.
Yeah.
Tons of road games.
Yeah, tough games.
I mean, you can go, and we talked about this while you were gone, Fred. The first game back from the All-Star break, they lost by one in Milwaukee, but they played really well, and Kyrie did not shoot the ball well, and they actually should have won the game. So we came in the next morning and said, look, I'm not worried about an extra road game in Milwaukee. They just proved to me that they can go and win there. The question is, can they win in Toronto? And that's the next game tomorrow night. But if you have to play three road series, that wears on you. I mean, as a five seed, that's difficult. You would hope they'd grab the four.
They're not
three.
Making me feel comfortable, John Wall. No. That's what you mean.
No,
but I also
not.
Know that this is, I mean, it's.
But I'm just trying to figure out what the worry level is with you, because there is no bigger Celtic fan in the building than you.
I'm not going in whistling into the playoffs,
okay.
But I also know that they play hard against good teams. All right, okay. When we get back. First of all, Burt Breer is going to join us at 7 o'clock because he kind of knows what is going down as far as the league's punishment towards the Patriots, if this is all proven to be true and all of that. Also, we have more info on what's going on with Robert Kraft, and we'll be talking about it all morning. But when we get back, if you ever wanted to know about the AAF and why none of us shouldn't have gotten excited after the first week, we've got people who actually work for the AAF who are crapping on it.
Yep.
Yeah. The guy's made his money. What does he care? All right, be listening after the break for your chance to score a four-pack of passes for Friday night's session of Harpoons St. Pat's Festival. Don't miss the Harpoons St. Patrick's Festival March 8th through March 10th at Harpoon Brewery. For more info, go to harpoon.com.
Thanks. Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
Donald Trump, of course, commenting on the Kraft situation. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group. Contest line 617-931-0985. The score is 4-pack of passes for the Friday night session of Harpoon St. Patrick's Festival. Don't miss the Harpoon St. Patrick's Festival March 8th through March 10th at Harpoon Brewery. For more info, go to harpoon.com.
All right, we'll get back to the Robert Kraft stuff in just a second. I mean, we spent like 40 minutes talking about it. So we'll, but first, the AAF. Everyone got extremely excited during that first week. They said, look at the ratings. It beat the NFL. And then in week two, they couldn't make payroll. So they had to hit up, what was it, the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes?
Yes.
And said, listen, bail us out. We need $250 million.
Quarter of a billion dollars.
And the ratings continued to go down and down and down. So he's like partial owner now?
No, he's the chairman of the board.
He's the chairman of the board.
They handed the league over to him, basically.
And he can also get out. like there's a way that he can get out without penalty or something.
Man, your boy Christian Hackenberg apparently was so bad that they had to bench him.
It's a great pick.
So he might actually be out. I mean, this is very, it's really bad. I almost kind of want to watch it now. It's so bad.
Maccagnan is a genius.
Yeah, but if you ever kind of want to know what people truly think, even people associated with the AAF, just take a look at a hot mic that was open during one of the games, the halftime report. And I don't know how this clip got out there. Was this actually aired on TV, or was this one of those somebody who works for the station leaked it out? Either way, this is Alex Flanagan, who we know she is, obviously. And then there is Charles Woodson. And they were talking about the game. Ron Woodson. It was Ron Woodson and Marvin Lewis. So they're sitting there talking about the game. And listen to this. Listen to this clip where you hear what Charles Woodson says on the phone about what's happening.
Yeah, 45 seconds.
45 seconds.
Marvin, I need you to bring it.
All right.
I need you to carry me.
Just remember, Marvin, nobody's watching, nobody's listening. Nobody cares.
You can, like...
I think that often. That thought's gone through my head several times during my career.
And then you've got a...
Max about 50%.
Say that on TV, Coach. I got you. You're not on TV. We're on Bleacher Report. It's different.
So twice, you got him saying nobody's watching, nobody cares.
Yeah, it's just comforting the rest of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
A guy on the national broadcast that obviously doesn't have the confidence to come on a halftime show.
Now, there is a spin that is going on. Alex Flanagan has come out and said that there was actually a story that she had told Woodson earlier about a mantra that she had learned early in her career that was to not get nervous, just imagine that nobody's watching and nobody's listening.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it.
And Alex Flanagan said that he was just laughing at the ridiculousness of me saying that, but I explained to help me not get nervous if I didn't worry what people might think. She said, I feel horrible that Rod is getting nasty tweets about the
Sure he's getting murdered all over the place. All those diehard AAF fans are just they got their claws out right now.
Yeah, nobody's watching. Nobody's listening.
Yeah, if someone is a huge AAF fan, then you know that there is such a hole in their life, that there is such an empty space in their soul that they need to be filled. It's too much.
Bird has a fantasy team, I think.
Oh, that's right. He has an AAF fantasy team. That's right. I forgot about that.
It's a fantasy life where he doesn't live at home.
We are going to have to get a check-in with Bird. Bird did have one amazing moment that he tweeted. So he was online for the Avatar ride. Now, the Avatar ride just opened, and it's ridiculously long thing. Right. So Bird says, I was told originally that the line was going to be 2 hours and 10 minutes long, but when we got to the end of it, they said it was going to be 3 hours and 30 minutes. And to that, a very astute listener said, I believe Bird saw that it said 210 minutes, and he assumed that that was 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Right.
Yes. Which would be 3 hours and 30.
Now, how long is the ride?
It's probably like 15 minutes, right?
It's
four minutes?
No, the ride itself is 4 minutes. The production and all the things.
It's like on the Rock and Roller Coaster where, like, you know, they got the whole Aerosmith. Well, we got to bring off fans.
The whole ride is 4 minutes, and then there's, like, a production value before you walk in. You walk in, you stand, and there are things happening around you that's an extra 10. So, yeah, about 15 is right.
So you just stand in line for 4 hours.
You stand in line for 4 hours. There's a thing where people are like, now you're about to go in and do this, and that's about 10 minutes, and then you go and sit on this ride. And it's
Well, it's like when you go swimming with the dolphins. There's 15 minutes about how great dolphins
right,
are.
Exactly. Right,
and you're kicking them around underwater.
That's
exactly.
It is, yes.
Or we did this thing where you fed sharks, and, oh, I learned so much about sharks. I'm so glad. Let me stick the crap in there. Like, I don't care
right.
about sharks.
Right.
Let me stick my hand in the water and see what's doing. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. When we come back, Bert Breer talking about the Kraft situation.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.